USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump honored America's war dead in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances, colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy. Once more, the men and women of the United States military have answered the call to duty and raced into danger. Tens of thousands of service members and National Guardsmen are on the front lines of our war against this terrible virus. As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans.
Trump first honored the nation's fallen at Arlington National Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, then traveled to Baltimore's historic Fort McHenry. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and a water cannon at protesters in a popular shopping district as thousands took to the streets to march against China's move to impose national security legislation on the city. Pro-democracy supporters have sharply criticized a proposal set to be approved by China's rubber stamp parliament this week that would ban secessionist and subversive activity as well as foreign interference in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. The pro-democracy camp says the proposal goes against the one-country, two-system framework that promises Hong Kong freedoms not found in mainland China. Big box gyms and local fitness studios are reopening under a patchwork of protocols based on state and local guidance, but most are following these basics: spacing out cardio machines, touchless entries, and smaller class sizes, increasing cleaning, and requiring users to clean all equipment before and after each use. Mindbody, an online booking platform for fitness classes, reported bookings down 70% compared to last year, but said they'd picked up as states lift restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ambulance companies are struggling during the pandemic, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Ambulance companies are suffering major financial losses in the coronavirus pandemic because of an interaction between state government regulations and Medicare payment policy. In an effort to combat hospital overcrowding during the coronavirus pandemic, states have required ambulances to treat patients at home if possible. Yet Medicare only reimburses ambulances when they transport a patient to a hospital, and most private insurers follow Medicare's lead. Express EMS is an ambulance company that serves parts of New York City. They're saying they've lost over $700,000 since the pandemic began. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit failed in its first test launch of a new rocket carried aloft by a Boeing 747 and released over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. The inaugural launch appeared to be going well until moments after the rocket was dropped from beneath the left wing of the jumbo jet dubbed Cosmic Girl. There was no immediate word on what went wrong with the rocket, which carried a test satellite. The highly modified jumbo jet took off from Mojave Air and Spaceport in the desert north of Los Angeles and flew out just beyond the Channel Islands where the drop occurred. How long the setback will affect the company is not immediately clear. It does have six additional rockets under construction at its factory. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.